Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Ms. Doyle.
Here.
Ms. Durham.
Here.
Ms. Hutton-Nagel.
Here.
Mr. Hollings.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of February 11th, 2019?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council? Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Under the proper order of business, Resolution 19-221 will be lifted from the table and presented before council.
Thank you. We also have a reminder from Stuart Ramsey and the Delaware Farm Bureau Legislative Committee for a change of location to the Hollywood Diner for their next meeting on Friday, March 6, 2020. And the Delaware Farm Bureau Legislative Committee will also be having a Newcastle County Farm Bus Tour Friday, March 13, 2020 from 9 to 2, and we ask that you RSVP by March 6.
Mm-hmm.
Next, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances. Ordinance 20012, revised previously approved preliminary major land development plan with rezoning for Bayberry Town Center, St. George's 100, northeast corner of the intersection of Jameson Corner Road and Breeds Corner Road, tax parcel number 13013.00243. Ordinance number 20013, to authorize abatement of outstanding Newcastle County real property taxes and penalties and interest on the property of the Claremont Community Center located at 3301 Clean Street, Claremont, Delaware, tax parcel number 06071.00477. May I please have the reports from any committees of council, beginning with boards and commission? No, that one was canceled. Land Use Committee?
Yes, we met on Tuesday, the 18th, and we discussed the renaming of a street and two rezonings, which we will vote on tonight.
Thank you. Next, the Executive Committee, Mr. Smiley.
The Executive Committee met today on the 8th floor conference room. We had a presentation on the five-year update on FEMA's required all hazard mitigation plans and discuss items on this evening's agenda. All can be heard on council's website.
Thank you. The Finance Committee, Mr. Smiley.
Finance Committee met today at 4 o'clock, 8-4 conference room, and discussed issues on this evening's agenda and approved some grants.
Thank you. Next is the Consent Calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment discussion or other objection and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on your agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar. Resolution 20045, consenting to the appointment of Constance S. Mallon to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, a subcommittee of the Department of Community Services Board. Resolution 20046, consenting to the reappointment of Perry Warner Jr. as a member of the Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board. Resolution 20047, congratulating the Office of Finance for earning the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award for Newcastle County's Comprehensive Annual Budget Summary for 30 consecutive years. Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. The consent calendar has been passed. Next are presentations, and we have one this evening. Mr. Jackson, will you please come forward?
Right up here in time. We have here Mr. Jackson tonight for with resolution number 20052, honoring and celebrating Charles Linwood Jackson for his distinguished achievements in the broadcast industry and professional career. Whereas Charles Linwood Jackson was raised from Wilmington, Delaware, in July of 1975, he joined the United States Army and served as an infantry soldier for 7 years active duty and 4 years in the reserves. In December of 1983, Mr. Jackson became a veteran of the United States military, and in 1995, he began his career as a highly skilled journeyman, millwright, welder, working for General Motors Corporation, retiring after 24 years. To later begin a new journey into the field of broadcast media. And whereas Mr. Jackson began co-hosting television shows with good friends, his love of people, a keen mind, and a charismatic personality led him to be a successful television host, continuing to co-host shows with longtime friends today. In between, Mr. Jackson freelances as a photographer, and produces and hosts a television show on Comcast Channel 28, danceandtraveltv.com, 8 years old and still going strong. And whereas, as broadcast media opportunities continue to expand, Mr. Jackson branched out into radio with shows on WILM and WFAI. Mr. Jackson produces and hosts a radio show on WDLT. The show currently broadcasts in 5 states in the Delaware Mid-Atlantic region to millions of listeners each week. And whereas Linwood Jackson, host of the Linwood Jackson Radio Show and the Urban Compass with Linwood Jackson, is committed to giving good information and content, Mr. Jackson deepens our appreciation of music by providing valuable context about the lives and careers of artists with music discovery, preservation, and education. And whereas for over a decade, Mr. Jackson has broadcast media on television and radio, playing a significant role supporting the local music scene and promoting Delaware artists and venues. Broadcast media experts recognize achievements in radio, like Mr. Jackson's, play an important role in the music industry by helping new artists get discovered and established artists to remain in the limelight. Countless artists and record label executives have praised broadcast radio for its role in exposing the public to new music, driving album and merchandise sales, and filling concert venues. And whereas Mr. Jackson's lifelong achievements are many, it was learned he is also the recipient of the Doctor of Humanitarian Award, a Lifetime Achievement Award, 2 Delaware Press Association Awards for speeches, served 2 terms as NAACP State Secretary, and is currently serving his 2nd term as President of the NAACP for the State of Delaware. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that the County Council hereby congratulates and celebrates Charles Linwood Jackson for his distinguished achievements in the broadcasting industry and his professional career, and offers a sincere appreciation for his commitment, inspiration, and leadership in New Castle County.
Thank you very much.
I'm a talk show host, so you guys, yeah, right? 3 minutes for a talk show host. I did take a few notes. I don't know what I did with them. I know you guys, listen, I am Linwood Jackson, currently serving as president of the NAACP Delaware State Conference of Branches. And I want to thank Council President Karen Miguel and you council members for recognizing me with this resolution today. I did start broadcasting over 10 years ago as a guest on a radio show. I'm sure most of you guys have been a guest on radio shows. So watch out, because the next thing I knew, I was a co-host on said show. I went on to become a host of my own TV and radio shows, broadcasting every week, talking about the issues, the solutions, and the fun stuff, too. The fun stuff being playing some music that we all love to dance and sing, too. I'm currently on 92.1 FM WVLT, reaching over somewhere around 28 million listeners in five states, including our group, the small state of Delaware. But what I didn't know was I was following Jerry Blabbitt. Some of you guys may remember Jerry Blabbitt, yeah. The beater with the heater. I grew up listening to him. Great broadcaster. I never in my wildest imagination thought I'd be following the Gator. But I am honored to be there with him. 2 years ago, we helped create and launch our first African-American radio station in Delaware, WHGE 95.3 FM. We're broadcasting 24 hours, 7 days a week. And so I'm very honored for these achievements as well. I never thought I'd be broadcasting this long, but I'm here to stay. Now we're going to keep it going. I know a lot of you guys have been a guest on my show, and a lot of you haven't. So I'm looking forward to bringing great information and content that the people can use. They want to know certainly what you guys are doing and why we should elect you again. But anyhow, thank you so very, very much for this resolution, Madam President.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jackson. And I neglected to add, he is a great dancer as well. Moving on. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side. Sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced, and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from members of council. We will begin with substitute number 1 to R20048, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request that substitute 1 to R20-048 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Substitute number 1 for resolution 20048, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for University of Delaware Office of Sponsored Programs to evaluate the Hero Help Addiction and Behavioral Health Project in the amount of $75,000. Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number 1 to R20048. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. Substitute number 1 to R20048 is passed. Next, substitute number 1 to R20049. Mr. Smiley.
I request substitute 1 to R20-049, read by title only, and placed before council for its consideration.
Substitute number 1 to resolution 20049, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for University of Delaware office-sponsored programs to evaluate the Hero Health Addiction and Behavioral Health Project in the amount of $148,800. Mr. Smiley.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number 1 to R20049. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardigan?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. Substitute number 1 to R20049 is passed. Next, R20050, Mr. Holmes.
I move that resolution 20050 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 20050 to revise previously approved resolution 19145 consenting to the appointment of Sabira Ibrahim to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board to correct council district representation. Mr. Holmes?
For title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20050. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardigan?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R20050 is passed. Next, R20051, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read resolution 20-051 by title only and present the council for consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 20051 to rename the road known as A Street, tax parcel number 11017.00047, located on the west side of South College Avenue, approximately 1,000 feet north of Corporate Boulevard, to Executive Drive, application number 20200057, Council District 11. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Mr. President. For title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20051. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardigan?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R20051 is passed. Next, R19221. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that resolution 19-221 be lifted from the table.
Second.
The motion is lifted, or the resolution is lifted. Mr. Bell?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that resolution 19-221 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19221, approving the revised position description for Chief of Emergency Medical Services pursuant to Newcastle County Code, Section 26.03.105F. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. This has been tabled for a few meetings. And Co-Chairman Street and myself have worked closely with the administration. I want to thank Susan Moore for her assistance in getting this rewritten a couple times. And I think it's exactly where we were coming from initially, and that is under the acceptable experience and training. It now reads at least 10 years progressively responsible experience as a certified paramedic and at least 5 years of combined experience as sergeant, comma, lieutenant, or above, must be currently serving as a lieutenant or above for a minimum of 1 year after the successful completion of a six-month probationary period. Must have a bachelor's degree from an accredited college or university with major coursework in business administration, public administration, or related field with current national board certification at the paramedic level with the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19221. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardigan?
Yes.
Ms. Doan?
Yes.
Ms. Doan?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll is 13 yes. R19221 is passed. Next, moving on to ordinances. We begin with 020010. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance 20-010 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Thank you.
Ordinance 20010 to provide for the installation of traditional streetlights in the Village of Llangolan subdivision located in Newcastle 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Mr. Bell?
As for title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020010. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardigan?
Yes.
Ms. Doan?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 020010 is passed. Next, 020011. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 20-011 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Sir. Ordinance 20-011 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service employees of County Council, revise the cost specifications for legislative aid to County Council, Secretary to County Council, Deputy Clerk, and Clerk of Council, and reclassify those individuals holding the positions of legislative aid to County Council, Deputy Clerk, and Secretary to County Council. Thank you. We will first be introducing two floor amendments. We begin with floor amendment number one to ordinance number 20011. And let's see, Madam Clerk.
Point of order.
Mr. Smiley.
There's been no second.
Will there be a second?
Second. What? Is that proper order?
Mm-hmm. The motion passes?
No.
No, it's just a second.
Well,
go.
Call. So it just...
No here.
Okay. We next have floor amendment number two to ordinance number
20. One at a time.
Well, Chancellor, Council, if he states it fair.
Okay.
No.
She didn't get a second.
She got a second.
She got a second.
No.
She got a second.
Did you second it?
She's looking to do both at the same time. I said one at a time.
No,
you gotta have one word in.
One moment. We were only moving on to the next one because I spoke to Council, and he didn't believe we had a second.
No, you did.
But we did.
But I'll go with you. You didn't have one.
Councilman, the second.
I'm second.
That sounded like you were recalling. Okay, so no. Yes, second.
Second. All in favor? Well, the motion.
I don't think you need to.
Okay.
Ask him.
Madam Clerk, please read in. Do I amend number two?
No.
Number one to ordinance number 20011. For amendment number one to ordinance number 20001. To amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union and classified service employees of County Council, revise the class specifications for legislative aide to County Council, secretary to County Council, deputy clerk, and clerk of council, and reclassify those individuals holding the positions of legislative aide to County Council, deputy clerk, and secretary to County Council. Thank you. Per title, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Mr. Tankett.
Sorry, it's probably just my confusion here, but this substitute does exactly what? Changes the title of the job description?
It changes and also changes the rate of pay to be equal to the other aides. The same increase.
Your aide.
The
council president.
The council president and president's aide would have the same increase as the other aides.
That's the second one.
This is the pay plan and rates of pay for unclassified employees of County Council. By striking the classification legislative aide to County Council President and corresponding to the pay grade 25,
point of order. Could we have the sponsor come forward to explain these?
Well, we just made some changes, so.
No, you haven't. So this is number one.
I did. Yeah, so if we're going to do number one to number 20011,
right.
The amended ordinance number 20011, by striking existing section one and existing section two, and the related amendments proposed in the exhibits to the ordinance, and inserting a section one in place thereof that reads as follows. The pay plan and rates of pay for non-union and classified service employees of the County Council shall be amended at a future date to be determined after there has been an independent evaluation of any proposed amendments to job descriptions and related assignments, any proposed reclassifications, and any proposed amendments to the pay plan and or the rates of pay. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020011.
Amendment number one.
For floor amendment number one, this ordinance number 20011. Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Carter?
No.
Mr. Cartier?
No.
Ms. Diller?
No.
Ms. Drown?
Present.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel? Yes. Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Present.
Mr. Woods?
No.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 1 yes, 10 no, 2 present. Floor amendment number 1 to ordinance number 20011 is defeated. Next, we have floor amendment number 2 to ordinance number 20011. I'm asking the clerk to read it.
You have to have a second.
Yeah.
You have to make a motion.
I move to amend. And I'm asking for a second.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Any opposed?
There's no vote to be taken.
Madam Clerk, please read it in. For amendment number two to ordinance number 20011 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees of county council, revise the class specifications for legislative aides, county council, secretary of county council, deputy clerk, and clerk of council, and reclassify those individuals holding the positions of legislative aide to county council, deputy clerk, and secretary of county council. Thank you. Per title, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019 for amendment number 2 to ordinance number 20011. Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Carter?
No.
Mr. Cardian?
No.
Ms. Diller?
No.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Shelvin?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
No.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 3 yes, 10 no. For amendment number 2 to ordinance number 20011 fails. Next, we have 020011. Mr. Hollins?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment.
Please.
Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020011. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Present.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Present.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Shelvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Present.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 present. 020011 is passed. Next, 019079, Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance 19079 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19079, revised zoning map, Appaquinic 100, north of Strawberry Lane and St. George's 100, east of Middletown Warwick Road, 176.21 acres from commercial regional CR to suburban reserve SR and to amend the comprehensive development plan consistent therewith. Mr. Carter, and this is a poll vote.
Yes, this is a rare proactive rezoning in that this is a 320-acre farm that Newcastle County put under ag preservation back in 2004. Part of our agreement was to allow up to 4 lots to be subdivided in homes. In this case, the family is requesting to change the CR, which doesn't allow homes in it, although it doesn't really matter for commercial because it's in farmland preservation along the old 301, which is no longer a commercial corridor. In order that their daughter and son can move back on the farm, the primary farmer and his brother are 65 and 68 and looking to retire, and the children want to move back on the farm, take over the farming business, and keep it as a productive farm. I think this is really important as we try to protect farmland, that we make it easy for families to make this transition, to keep the farmland active and profitable and as working farms, and I hope that others will see it that way and vote in favor of this so that we can make this motion to keep working families on farms, keeping them productive.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019079. Mr. Bell?
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our land use department.
Mr. Carter?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of our land use department.
Mr. Cardian?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the land use department.
Ms. Dillon?
I'm voting yes because of the positive recommendation of land use.
Ms. Durham?
Yes, based on land use recommendation.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle? I'm voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department. Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendations from the Land Use Department.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation from the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Chauvin?
I'm voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of Land Use.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Strange?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett?
I'm voting yes in joining the Land Use and their positive recommendation.
Mr. Woods?
I'm also voting yes with a positive recommendation from the Department of Land Use.
Madam President, the roll avails 13 yes. 019-079 is passed. Next, 019-109. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read Ordinance 19-109 by title only and present to Council for consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 19-109, revised zoning map, Pencader 100, West Side, LaGrange Parkway, North Side, West 40, Pulaski Highway, 2801 Pulaski Highway, tax parcel number 11026.10001, 1.42 acres from S Suburban and H Historic Overlay to CR Commercial Regional and H Historic Overlay, to amend a comprehensive plan consistent therewith. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. This, as was discussed extensively upstairs, was a plan that we had previously seen that had expired, and they're bringing the exact same plan back through. As you see on the application, everything that was proposed in the original plan is being transcribed exactly onto this plan, down to the details of the fence that they will be on this plan to be responsible for, as well as the row of trees behind the fence will be on the landscape plan, and that is law and will have to be there. And I would say, any questions? If no questions by council, per title only. We don't need another presentation.
Thank you, and this is a poll vote. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-109. Mr. Bell?
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department.
Mr. Carter?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Carter?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department and the elevations it showed, very high-quality architectural details on the proposed buildings.
Ms. Dillon?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of Land Use.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes, based on Land Use recommendation.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle? I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department. Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendation.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the Department of Land Use recommendation.
Mr. Sheldon?
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of Land Use.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting yes based upon the recommendation of Land Use.
Mr. Tackett?
I am voting yes in joining the Land Use Department with their positive recommendation.
Mr. Woods?
And I'm voting yes in the positive recommendation of Land Use.
Madam President, the roll avails 13 yes. 019-109 is passed. Next, R20052. I move that item R20052 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 20052, honoring and celebrating Charles Linwood Jackson for his distinguished achievements in the broadcast industry and professional career. For title, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20052. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll avails 13 yes. R20052 is passed. Next, does anyone from the public wish to address council? Thank you, sir. You'll come up. State state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
My name's Henry Miller. We knew this day was coming. I come before this body tonight to vent my frustrations about the do-nothing attitude of government as a whole. Let me read you an email I received from Senator Poore. I quote, "The information I have received is based on the county, and there are no issues with the use of this facility." I did hear that you met with the Lieutenant Governor. How did that go? Following up in regards to the dumpster question, the violation is when a commercial dumpster is located on a roadway without reflectors. End of quote. Let me deconstruct this and I'll work backwards. First, Ms. Barlow had forwarded me an email from Senator Poore about dumpster safety. I checked out 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road's dumpster and sent Senator Poore an email. Their dumpster did not meet the state recommendations. Not surprising, since lawlessness seems to be the norm there. Second, in relationship to our meeting with the Lieutenant Governor, if you like s'mores and kumbaya, there you go. Third, now this is why I'm here. The county has no issues with the use of this facility. I probably should end there, but tonight I can't help myself. On February 28th, I witnessed Mr. Smith and Mr. Tucker at the facility on a three-hour tour. I'm suspicious that a compromise is being reached. Does the county have any issues with this facility? On July 2019, I asked for a cease operations. This is a prison masquerading as a drug treatment facility. Remember, the Lieutenant Governor told me not everyone there is a criminal. Not everyone. My community has waited long enough. We need a resolution to this problem property. This morning, I got an email from a neighbor who lives only yards from 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road. He told me about an incident that happened Sunday morning. A homeless addict had broken into a house down the street from him and then was up on his back porch. He called the police. This is scary that an agenda has blinded so many that Senator Poore, bless her heart, is more worried about unmarked dumpsters in our roads than unmarked prisons in our neighborhoods.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else from members of the public that wishes to speak? Mr. Brown?
Thank you, Madam President. Just advise members of council, we have our next work group meeting scheduled with Land Use Department Land Use on Monday, March 16th. And the only thing that I can clarify from my position is that I am aware that Jim Smith and legal representation for the refuge did take a tour of the facility. However, I have not been advised by Land Use that they have no issues with this property. So I will approach that information at our 16th meeting and before to find out exactly why that is being said.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.